The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
When we are attempting to bring people to Christ for eternal salvation, evangelism, many use what is called the Romans Road. Romans 10, 9, and 10 is part of that. Is this a great reference for eternal salvation? Let's talk about that today here on Grace in Focus, and we are just delighted that you're joining us. Grace in Focus is the podcast and radio ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. The Grace Evangelical Society is a champion for free grace theology. Find out more about us at our website, faithalone.org. We have many articles there that you can read. We also produce short videos, and you can find them on the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. Once again, the website, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
Hi, Bob. Today we got a question from David regarding Romans 10, 9, and 10, a question about the order of it. In verse 9, it talks about confessing with the mouth, preceding believing in faith for salvation. And then in verse 10, believing by faith, preceding confession. Let me go ahead and read verses 9 and 10 here.
Okay.
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yeah, now you're reading from the New King James, right?
Correct.
Zane Hodges has a wonderful commentary on Romans that we publish. I'd encourage everyone to get a copy of it. And David, I hope you have a copy of it. And he doesn't translate it that way. If I remember correctly, he says, if you confess with your mouth Lord Jesus, he doesn't say the Lord Jesus, but he has Lord Jesus in quotes so that you're crying out Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be delivered. And then he says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto deliverance. And in fact, the subtitle of his commentary on Romans is Deliverance from Wrath. Hodges' whole point is that every time you see the word save and salvation in Romans, it always means to be delivered or to have deliverance from God's wrath in this life. And so notice how that would open up Romans 10, 9, and 10. What it would mean is, in order to be delivered from God's wrath right now, you need to do two things. You need to confess Lord Jesus, and you need to believe that God raised him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Hodges argues the reason it says that way is because if you do not believe that Jesus is risen, then crying out to him, Lord Jesus, is not going to save you from anything because he's not risen and he can't deliver anybody from wrath. The issue here is not what I need to do to be saved from eternal condemnation. It means, what do I need to be delivered from wrath? But verse 10 separates the two halves. Notice in verse 9, you've got confession, which is with your mouth, it's external, believing, which is internal. Verse 10 picks that up. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Well, in Romans, whenever Paul wants to talk about our eternal relationship with God, he uses two words, to be justified, dikaiō, or righteousness, dikaiosune. So here, what he's saying is justification occurs when one believes. It's believing unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Whatever the deliverance is in verse 10 is different than the righteousness of verse 10. The only condition of righteousness is faith in Christ. But the condition of deliverance is both faith in Christ and that you are confessing him. And Hodges argues that the confession is you're part of a local church, and your local church is crying out, Lord Jesus. In other words, that's the confession of the church. And by the way, he starts this all the way back in Romans 1. So maybe we should look back there. It starts out in verse 16. Maybe you could read 16 through 18.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
So Hodges makes the point, and I think he's correct, that the gospel of Christ here, the good news of Christ, is broader than what must I do to have eternal life. This is good news concerning Jesus, and that gospel is the power of God to deliverance from wrath. The wrath is brought out in verses 18 through 32. And it's for everyone who believes. In other words, it's for the believer. Mm-hmm. He's not saying you believe to get the deliverance. He's saying you continue to hold fast to the gospel of Christ to get that deliverance. And he says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith." Or those who, the just by faith, shall live. He ties this with Romans 5 through 8, where it's talking about those who are justified by faith, Romans 3:21 to 4:24, should live. Mm-hmm. And he talks about the life in Romans 5 through 8. In order to really experience life, not to experience the death experience, the path of death, we need to be walking in the Spirit, not walking in the flesh. Paul says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace," Romans chapter 8.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes, like faith alone for eternal salvation, and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
And so the point here is that Romans 10, 9, and 10 is talking about deliverance from wrath. It's not talking about salvation from eternal condemnation. And there's not one condition there, there's two. In order to be saved from wrath, we need to both believe in Christ and we need to confess him.
So on this wrath, how do we know it's not eternal wrath and hell? And instead it's deliverance from the wrath of God here and now.
Again, I would encourage all of you to do a word study. If you can use Greek, look up the word orge in your Englishman's Greek Concordance, or you can look it up in Logos if you have Logos Bible software. If you don't have Greek, look up the word wrath and look at all uses of the word wrath in the Bible. I believe you will see that wrath is never eternal. There's no suggestion the lake of fire is eternal wrath. I think the lake of fire is eternal justice, but God is not going to be eternally angry. His wrath will be satisfied with the judgment. This wrath that's revealed in heaven is revealed now, and he goes on to talk about what it is. For example, he gave them over to a futile mind. Their foolish hearts were darkened. That's part of the wrath of God. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and they got involved in idolatry. And all that's part of the wrath of God. And God gave them over to uncleanness. That's part of the wrath of God. People tend to think, wow, people are going out there and they're immoral and they're living a licentious life, that those people are experiencing something good. No, they're experiencing the wrath of God. And it's a downward spiral. It's a bad thing, and that's all part of the wrath of God. So what I would suggest is read the book of Romans, not as though it's an evangelistic book. It's not. He wants them to know that in order to be delivered from the wrath of God, they must be spiritually minded. They must walk in the Spirit. They cannot be carnally minded and be delivered from the wrath of God. In other words, if you're not living righteously, then you are going to experience the wrath of God.
So would it be fair to say the wrath of God is death-dealing consequences of sin in one's life?
Yeah, that's great. Death-dealing consequences is all through Romans 5 through 8, and it's also in James 1:15. And it's also, of course, in the book of Proverbs. The way of wickedness is the way of death. The way of unrighteousness is the path of death, etc.
Yeah, so it sounds like when we read Romans, we really need to kind of like put aside our preconceptions. Gospel doesn't automatically mean saving message. Salvation, saved, doesn't automatically mean saved from hell, eternal damnation. Wrath doesn't necessarily mean lake of fire, eternal damnation.
Exactly. Now, a lot of people, they hear that and they roll their eyes and they go, oh, how foolish. These people have been deceived.
Because it goes against church tradition, church commentaries.
Exactly.
For hundreds of years or thousands.
And let me say, when I first sat under Zane Hodges in 1980, I was taking the book of Hebrews. I was amazed at how the way he looked at Hebrews was so different from the way I'd heard it explained before. And after that, I took many other courses he taught. He was my first advisor on my thesis and my first reader and my first reader on my dissertation. I can tell you that when I first heard his view of Romans, my thinking was, this makes sense. It's different, but it's unlocking the book.
Yeah.
What I found was the old way of looking at the book didn't make sense. I've heard many people say Romans 10, 9, and 10 is saying that you must confess the deity of Christ in order to be born again. And they say, well, you don't actually need to say anything, you know, you just need to believe in the deity of Christ.
Yeah.
Well, then why talk about confessing with your mouth?
Yeah. How do you believe with your mouth?
Yeah. I mean, I understand that there are people who are mute and can't speak.
Right.
But they can be part of a believing community, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can be
sure.
part of a church. And that church is crying out, Lord Jesus, even if
yeah.
they can't vocalize it. They're praying, Lord Jesus, and they're signing, Lord Jesus, right? If they use deaf sign language, whatever. But the point is, Zane's view here opened up the book. And also, like you said, the words wrath, the word deliverance, the word gospel, all of those words are important. In fact, in my 10 most misunderstood words, one of the chapters on saved, one of the chapters on gospel, because I think they're much misunderstood. I would urge each of you to do a word study on these words, because you're responsible for God to interpret the word of God for yourself. We're just here to point you to what we believe is the truth, but you're ultimately responsible for what you believe. And so I hope that you're Bereans and you're searching the scriptures anytime you listen to us or anybody else. And in the meantime,
keep grace
in focus.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our next episode, must we believe that Jesus is the Son of God in order to be saved? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.